Hello and welcome in. It's Tell Them What They've Won presents While We Were Out, episode number 2. It's the game show, guys. I'm Tom Bastek.
And I am Mike Jacobs.
And I'm Christian Carrion.
And welcome in. Guys, it's been a week in change. And I know that we are not as weekly as we'd like to be at this point, but we're working on it. Between seasons, getting geared up for season number 4. What's up in your worlds? What's going on out there in the middle of Pennsylvania, Christian?
You know, the other day I lost a 43-day Wordle streak.
And what's going on out there in Atlanta, Christian?
43. That's all I got. Other than that, life is great. Well, thanks.
Look, so back here's to the thing. I'm not a Wordle guy, so like I'm not like all about it. But 43 is impressive.
It is impressive. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely right. Oh, 43
well,
days.
Well, I don't know what to do with my life right
how
now.
How brokenhearted were you?
I don't even know if you want to know how brokenhearted I was. I don't even remember the word. It's just, you know, like in Saving Private Ryan, like when the bomb goes off, you just hear the pee, like your ears ringing. Like that's what happened. Aroma. Aroma was the word.
Aroma.
Aroma.
Yeah. Actually, curse of the double letters.
That was one that I got in 3.
I was going to say, when there's two of the same letter, that's what does it.
Yeah, that always sucks. Mike, how about you? What's going on in the Atlanta area today?
Nothing. Right. You know us. We have a game called Legendary. It is a Marvel Comics product game, and it's what's known as a deck-building game.
Okay.
The general idea is you start off with cards that are not very good, but you use those to obtain cards that are better, and over the course of the game, you build your deck
right.
with what's available. And since it's being Marvel Comics, you build your deck with heroes and fight villains, and it's a lot of fun. There are many, many, many expansions. I have, I would say, begun and finished now the process of sleeving all the cards, putting them into protective sleeves, because we've noticed that the sort of core cards that come with the game are very noticeably worn compared to newer cards.
Correct. All right.
So, yeah, it ended up taking close to 3,000 sleeves. And, yeah, I have actually just ordered another expansion and another pack of sleeves. Because I don't have enough left over for the full thing. But yeah, because of that, we've been playing a lot of Legendary lately. So that's really all that's going on in my life.
Well, that's all right. I mean, now, is this MCU or just Marvel Comics in general?
Both, actually. There is a specific MCU version of it. But I gotta be perfectly honest, it is awful. And it's not because it's a problem with the game. It is literally the exact same game, but instead of on the art on all the cards, it's screenshots from the movie.
Oh.
And they look like these super cheesy second rate trading cards, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean they do not look good at all. And it's like, if I'm getting the exact same product but with worse art, I'm just going to stick with the standard comic book art.
Man, I got to tell you, I wish I had some cool stuff like that, or like cool dance parties. I don't have any of that to share. I played darts in my basement again last night.
Hey, darts is an awesome game, man. Nothing wrong with that.
What's a good darts score? And second question, what's your kind of average?
So if you're playing cricket like I do, when you're playing cricket, you're trying to close 20s through 15. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, and the bullseye. And if you score 3 20s, which it takes 3 scores to close the number, if you get 3 20s and the other person doesn't have any yet, every 20 you hit beyond that, you'll score 20 points. So the idea isn't necessarily to have everything closed, although that is the obvious when the game ends, but you also have to have the highest score at that point. So it becomes a little bit strategy there as to where, what are you going to point? Are you going to fill? What are you going to do? Normally, if you're really good at darts, you're hitting a lot of the triples, because there's a double ring and a triple ring in darts, and you're hitting a lot of the triples and you're closing out within, you know, 5 to 10 rounds. 5 rounds would be like you're exceptionally good at this game. 10 rounds is about like you're still pretty darn good at this game. If you're average, like going to the bar, having a beer, playing this game, it's probably 30 to 40 rounds on the average. And I would say I shoot about 20 rounds a game.
Okay.
I'm a little bit better than the average, but I'm nowhere near where these guys are that are in the Premier Dart League that is currently going on in the UK right now, where they are like triple 20, triple 20, triple 20.
There is amazing darts being played in Europe right now.
Yeah, in the UK, they have a Premier Dart League right now that is just killing it, and I can't even watch those guys because I'm so jealous.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but a triple 20 is more than a like dart right in the middle, which would be a double bullseye, right?
Correct. The double bullseye is 50 points. Yeah, you're right. Double bullseye is a single bullseye is the green around the outside of the middle of the bull. The red, which is the middle of the bull, is 50 points. And then the triple 20.
Oh, I thought it was 50 and then 100.
No, it's 25 and then 50. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's significantly more for a triple 20.
Well, if you had a triple 20, that's 60 points. So
I guess it's, yeah. Never mind. I was, for some reason in my head, it was 80, but that's quadruple. I'm not very good at math, which I was about to say, I'm very glad that you didn't talk about your average in terms of score because A, I you know, that's why just proves I'm not very good at math. But B, every time I've played, it's just the first person to close out everything. We don't keep track of score beyond that. But as you say, it's just a hanging out at a bar with a buddy, you know, just throwing darts at a board and probably spending just as much time chit-chatting in between throws as you are actually playing the game.
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. All right. Christian, you're about to say something. Do you have anything else before we get into what's going on in the game show world?
I do. So you'll have to excuse me while I add another game show to the list of shows we're watching this season.
Oh, okay.
Have either
great.
Of you ever heard of a show called Bullseye?
No.
Bullseye was on the air in England for like 15 years, and it is literally trivia and darts.
Wow.
You will love this show.
Oh.
So that is officially on the list. I cannot wait.
So that is a little tease for what's coming up in season number 4.
It sure is.
Can I take a quick segue and just see if this is a thing that Christian is aware of? I want to say it's called Top Dart, maybe something along those lines. It's a Nintendo game where you play darts and you can choose different characters and they all have special dart throws that, like, if you do well enough or whatever, you can build up your dart throw special ability. And there's a robot that you could be, and the robot's special ability is he just reaches his arm and it's like an extendo arm and he just puts the dart in the bullseye.
That's go, amazing. Go gadget. I have never heard of that. That is incredible.
Yeah, it was just a memory. Like, I just very distinctly remember what the, like you say, go gadget arm, and he just like, boop,
wow,
places it in the bullseye.
Incredible.
I love it. I totally love it. All right, that's great. All right, well, that's great. Then that's a little tease for season 4. What's going on this week in the world of game shows?
Well, going back to the talk of my Wordle obsession, of course, it's something that's shared by millions of people right now, and
exactly
CBS
right.
is attempting to cash in on this by reviving the old show Lingo. So Lingo was on the air in the 80s for a couple years, most famously on GSN, hosted by Chuck Woolery, but there's a new version coming to CBS. They're casting right now. RuPaul is hosting, which I'm personally very excited about. Yeah, and they seem to be sort of fast-tracking this because I think they want to,
cash in on this
craze right before it goes away. They're filming it in the UK on the set of the show that's airing in the UK right now, because Lingo is on over there.
Right.
Main difference being that there's no numbers, no bingo, no drawing balls to make a line. It's strictly words.
Wow.
So them filming on that set seems to indicate that they'll be going that same route. But I don't know. I'm excited. I am excited to see Lingo back in prime time. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is exciting to see new Lingo. It is exciting that RuPaul is hosting. I'm excited that, you know, one of our shows where we ended with a, hey, maybe, who knows, it might come back, is now officially, yes, it's coming back. I was not aware that they were taking away the, you know, drawing balls to make a line sort of thing.
Which I love that part. I'll just go on record.
Well,
I love that part.
I love that part too, but correct me if I'm wrong, is that not what provides the name of the game? Or at least the pun of the name of the game, right? Like, it's Lingo, like linguistics words, but
I mean,
it's also
part
bingo.
Of it. What I've noticed on the new version that's airing over there is that they actually call the puzzles Lingo. So you solve a Lingo, which if you've watched the show for a long time, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Lingo is clearly like 5 in a row. Cause
you
bingo.
You solve a Wordle.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I guess it follows the same sort of trend.
And that makes sense. I mean, that sort of harkens just to the idea of what... I have to imagine is probably a big part of marketing now, right? You want to get your brand to become a... Like, you Google something, or you use a Kleenex, or, you know, that sort of thing. Now, I know sometimes it can be harmful to the brand, but I would imagine that the idea of saying, let's go solve a lingo... They want to have people saying that instead of let's go solve a Wordle.
Well, right, exactly. Or, you know, let's solve a puzzle in order to draw a ball to make a lingo. Like, you're making it, you're making the name the main idea. Also, lingo is a 5-letter word, so it fits that as well.
Right.
It's true. Really, there are some shows where it's almost impossible to think of a better title. Lingo is the perfect title for that show. It fits in so many ways.
Whereas Scrabble is not the best name for that show.
No, it really isn't. At
a crossword
all.
Show that somewhat vaguely resembles Scrabble.
Scrabble in name only.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I mean, and Wordle's still going strong. There was a little blow up this week about how the New York Times site is, if you used it in a different browser, it's not bringing over your streaks. Well, and Christian, you know, you lost your streak, but look at how many people lost their 9-day streak when that happened, you know?
I do count myself as one of the fortunate ones, Tom.
I'm glad to hear it. I still play every day, by the way, even though I'm not posting. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm very hooked.
You're supporting from the sidelines.
I'm very hooked. I'm just not out there like you are, man.
It's just a great way to start your day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I do that. I do the mini crossword, and I do the spelling bee every single morning. And then sometimes I get really crazy, and I do like an absurdle, or I do a quartal, or one of those other ones that's out there too.
I'm sorry. I want to interject. I was just wondering what the spelling bee question mark, what is this all about?
The New York Times spelling bee. Just Google New York Times spelling bee and you'll see exactly what it is. You can play it for free to an extent each and every morning, but they give you basically 6 letters and then a middle letter, and all the words that you create from those have to have the middle letter in them. And if you get all 7 letters that are in the puzzle, it's called a pantagram because you use all the letters, obviously. Uh-huh. And I try to guess the pantagram, and that is like my big thing. Like, I don't try to make 100 words and get the high score.
Oh, no, I would. Yeah, absolutely. You get the pantagram.
I want the pantagram. And as soon as I get it, what's that?
It sounds a little countdown-ish.
Yeah,
the British game show.
Yeah, it's in that realm. But check it out. It's the New York Times Spelling Bee. It's very popular, and you can play it for free without a subscription. So
wunderbar.
Christian, what else you got going on in the world out there that we need to know about, or that we already know about but we need to talk about?
Well.
News you already know.
Well, I don't know how many of our listeners watch The Chase. It's been on ABC for a couple years now. It was on GSM previously. Yeah, it's been on in the UK for years and years.
As the big three, and then they added the Beast to it as the big chasers, right? That was like the...
Right. Well, the Beast is no longer on The Chase.
What?
He tweeted the other day. No. Yeah, he tweeted the other day that he was not asked to return for the new season. Stunning for me, because I remember when GSN had first picked up The Chase, and I was on it the first season. I met this guy. He's an incredible talent when it comes to trivia. But he was really the star of that show. I mean, they billed him as like the guy. You know what I mean?
Well, and in the UK, isn't he the guy too?
Well, he's one of them. They have a rotating cast of them.
Right, but he's like the big guy.
But
like
he's big. Well, yeah. I mean, if you're looking for someone who's like good for TV, right? I mean, visually, he's, you know, he fills up the screen. He's a massive character. But yeah, for him to not come back, I mean, that's incredible that his popularity apparently has dipped that low. But they, you know, still have the original three: got Ken, got Brad, got James. So they will still have chasers, just not that fourth
one.
May
we
will be missed.
May we see another two major folks from this year possibly show up at some point?
We may. I wonder if the thought over there is. Hold on, let me take a sentence again. We may. I wonder if they are not thinking that they have a solid crew as is. I wonder if, you know, because The Beast was added after the fact. I mean, the show on ABC started with those three guys, then they added the fourth, and now they're taking them away. I can't imagine they'd see much success adding a fourth again.
Well, I mean, either way, one trend that we've noticed is as they start making these changes and start futzing around with stuff, that is inevitably the downfall of the show.
That's what I was about to say, Mike. You took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah. That is true, but you know, ratings for The Chase are holding up pretty well. I mean, it's not the most watched show on TV at all, you know, by a mile, but sure. It has its fans.
Now, one clarification I want to make: I knew a couple people who were very specifically not kicked out of my high school, so I want to get clear wording on this. Was he not asked to return, or was he asked to not return?
Oh.
The first one, according to his tweet, he was not asked to. Right, he was not asked to return.
Okay, gotcha.
Interesting, and I love how one reversal of the word "not" there, and it's a whole different thing. Well, and
so that's the thing, is the way that my school did it. Is they would it's not that you were asked not to return. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, they would not kick you out. They would ask you to not return. And therefore, by asking, they're not saying you are kicked out, but they kick you out.
Wow. And Mike, you would know this because,
like I say, a couple friends of mine.
Okay, just friends. Yeah, yeah. Friends. We understand that. That's fine.
Well,
I
don't believe it. Look, in all fairness,
Mike pulled some Judge and Synth themed prank in high school and was asked to not return.
Okay, well, all right. First of all, Dungeon Synth didn't exist when I was in high school. Well, it did, but not under the term Dungeon Synth. But second of all, I will fully admit I still to this day have no idea how I graduated high school.
All right.
The Georgia school system let one slip through the cracks.
By the way, there goes our sponsorship from the Georgia school system.
Not the public school system. I went to a private school. I'm just saying a system of schooling in the state of Georgia let one slip through.
Who probably has enough money to support us. It is no longer going to at this point. All right, well, that's great. Well, gentlemen, I guess we'll call that a week for, while we were out this week. We'll call it a week for Tell Them What They Won presents this week while we're out, or while we're out this week, or while we're out, episode number 2.
Whatever we're calling it.
That's bound to catch on.
It'll catch on as soon as we're done with it. And season 4 will be starting up in just a couple of weeks, guys. By the way, surgery date update for me, March 14th I'm going in. So we're probably looking at, we'll do some, you know, I don't know what they call it, some tacit, like vamping in between, Mike, for a couple of weeks.
That sounds right. I got to look up tacit.
Tacit is what they used to call the music. Word. They used to call tacit was the music they called between acts or between scenes in a play, that they would just like, you'd play the same song that they just closed that musical number on. You'd play like version of it.
Understood or implied without being stated.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think what's the word I'm looking for that's like instistential?
Interstitial.
Thank you. God bless. Interstitial is what we're going to be doing for the next couple of weeks until we get ready for season number 4 just around the corner, and we're very excited for it.
Hooray. Can't wait.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for this week. We'll see you again very soon. We are the Game Show Guys. I've been Tom Bastek.
I have been and will continue to be Mike Jacobs.
And I am allegedly Christian Carrion.
But we're not sure yet. But when we find out,
we'll check in next time. Make sure.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.